What up, what up, what up, beautiful people? You know what it is. Another beautiful day. I'm here, you here, we here. You know how we do. Anyways, here's a little insight. I made a whole podcast last week and I thought it was fire. And apparently I had tapped my mic and I didn't realize it and pushed mute for the whole freaking podcast, man. So I'm gonna have to do that one over in the future. And I just realized that happened. Well, when I tried to upload it and there was no sound, I was like, damn, Gina. So messed that up low key. But it's all good, man. Stuff happens. That's life. Such is life. And that's what it is. So anyways, I hope you guys are doing well. You know, it's interesting that sometimes in life, or during this life, you know, we have these ups and downs and ins and outs, and I don't know what you call them, waves, vibes, or whatever. But it's really good to be around people. You know, I don't think people have to be positive all the time and always smiling and always on. You know, you got to be able to feel and embrace feelings and get to root issues. Nonetheless, I want to go in on a story of one of my very best friends, Mr. Nate Jackson. If you guys don't know who he is, he's a comedian, he's an actor, he's an entrepreneur, he is a club owner. He owns one of the only, or I guess there's probably like five black-owned comedy clubs in the country. And not only that, it's a spot that he and I snuck into 12 years ago. And he told me this was going to be his comedy club. And it is his comedy club right now. You could look it up. Super funny. Nate Jackson, super funny comedy club in Tacoma, Washington. But anyways, I really wish at one point, hopefully I can get him on a podcast as this thing is growing. But he was just here in town, well, in Chandler, Arizona. And it's very interesting because, you know, people don't see... I get excited seeing people that I know and my friends like living out their dreams. And no matter what lane they're in, what field or whatever, they inspire me to keep doing what I'm doing because I'm human and I have moments and thoughts that aren't always so positive or questioning what I should be doing next or if I'm on the right path. And I'm not going to lie, I'll be 100% transparent with you guys. I think some of these things even stem from like social media and just unfortunately being in the realm of scrolling and watching stuff or seeing people elevate. And a lot of times it's used as inspiration, but sometimes it makes me question like, damn, like, did I, you know, should I be doing something else? Like what? It's been rough. I'll say that. There's been some rough transitions. I've been in some turbulence lately. But anyways, Nate has always been a star to me, and I told him this a long time ago when I witnessed him blaze rooms from rooms full of thugs, gangsters, rooms, you know, full of corporate people with him not cussing at all to him, you know, just doing regular stuff or going off the cuff and working crowds. Him lifting up crowds if a comedian that he brought or somebody wasn't as funny. You know, you got to have talent to be able to do these things. And from filming different, we used to have the Nate Jackson vlog on YouTube. And we would film in my mom's basement at my mom's house. And I would just make sure I was holding a camera for him. And then randomly would make little guest appearances in the intros. And a couple sketches I was in, but. Recently, he's gone viral on TikTok, and I can't remember the guy's name. There's another comedian that told him he needs to get on TikTok, and I think he said in 80 days, he hit like a million followers. Like, it went crazy. And so now there's this whole other demographic and generation of people who have never seen him before or seen his stand-up or anything. He's also in the show The Young Rock with, you know, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson's story. He's in a movie with Will Ferrell and the other guy, don't remember his name, whatever. But, you know, it's very interesting because, so I went to the comedy show. Anyway, let me say this. Nate sold out 8 shows in 3 days, which is unheard of. And I've been around comedians. Nate has always, when we were all in Tacoma, when he started his Super Funny Comedy Show, before there was a club, we would be in different locations. And he would bring now what's considered the who's who. And I tell people this all the time, whether they believe it or not, doesn't matter. But there's so many people now that are on TV, on Netflix, in movies, in commercials, that when we, the original, the OGs of Team Nate, was there in the beginning, and we seen them come through, you know, certain doors, and, you know, Lil Rel or Deion Cole and Leslie Jones, who else? Corey Holcomb, Coco Brown. Like, I can go down the list of names. BT Kingsley, Kenesha Bus, Kev on stage, my boy. Shout out to Kev on Stage, won an NAACP award. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him and his wife. That's my people too. And this is not to brag. This is like, I don't even know, because we don't really have those conversations. I mean, I'll text them and tell them, but verbally, we really talk about how much, even though we're in different lanes and different paths in life, like, they keep me inspired because I see the amount of work that they do. And then I'm always like, man, I need to be doing more and more and more. And so shout out to Kevin, his wife, and the whole family, man, because, yeah, that dude goes ham. And so does Nate. Anyways, so over all these years, Ron G, shout out to Ron G. Like, I can run down all these comedians, and if you don't know, you could just look them up. They're on TV. They're doing big things. And Nate brought all these people through Washington, Billy Sorrells, the dudes from the 85 South, like, everybody, before they were stars. And I remember seeing Nate go through these different comedy clubs and different types of people and making everyone laugh. And I said, man, you a star, man. You just got to wait for the world to catch up. And I think now the world has caught up. So 8 shows in 3 days. My point is, I never seen this happen before. Even with being around Nate and doing, watching him book shows and comedians and the whole nine, where this dude had a 11:45 show last night. Usually you get like a, you know, maybe they add an early, it's like 4 or 5:30 or something. You get a 7:30 and a 9:30 or something. And usually that's it. 11:45 sold out. 8 shows sold out in 3 days. But what I really respect about him and Kev, if I hit Kev and just say, yo, I'm proud of you, or you know, you keep me inspired, or whatever it is, he'll always hit me back and say, thanks, y'all, or whatever. And obviously people are busy and we all have our lives and things are moving. But, you know, I try to watch as much as their content as I can when I'm doing stuff, when I'm working or in between clients or classes or whatever. Just because I know a lot of these people, it's fun to see Kenesha Bus. Like, I can go on and on. The list is crazy. Anyway, but to see this different demographic of people, and then and when I got there, because, you know, shout out to people who don't act brand new, because, like, Nate was just like, yo, I got your ticket, don't worry about it. I'm like, bro, all the shows are sold out. Like, if I can't come, tell me it's all good. I'm not going to take that personal. So I get there, whatever, and I'm like, yo, what do I tell him? He was like, man, tell him you're Kenyatta, they know. And I was like, what? And I don't like to be like, you know who I am? That annoys me just from my nightlife years in Miami on South Beach. So I tell the guy at the front, and he's like, yeah, I don't know. Let me go see. I said, cool, man, go see. I said, I can show you the text message. And then another dude comes and he's like, nah, man, I'll believe you, whatever. He's like, we got a seat for you. So I go sit at a table full of strangers, whole table full of strangers. I don't know, whatever. Sit down. I say, what's up? Da-da-da. Dude's like, yo, if you want to go in the back, Nate's back there. And I was like, nah, I'm cool. Like, I like to let people, you know, get in their zone or whatever they got to do, you know, before their show or whatever. So I'm sitting there, my back's turned to that door, but facing the stage. And then I feel, you know, like an embrace, like a big hand on me. And I'm like, who the fuck? Who's touching me? And I turn around. Obviously, it's Nate. So I stand up and he gives me a big hug while the comedian on stage is about to introduce him, like bring him to the, you know, to the stage. So he gives me this long hug. Blah, blah, blah. And then I sit down and the lady in front of me just turns around like, are you guys like friends or something? And I was like, yeah, man, that's my best friend. I've been knowing him like 20 plus years. Like, that's my guy. She's like, oh, my God. And I was like, yeah, that's what it is or whatever. So, of course, Nate goes up and does his thing and just blazes the stage per usual. His crowd work is epic. The way he can tie in conversations into jokes and do callbacks, if you understand comedy, is just, it's a great thing to witness. You know what I mean? And then me knowing him for so long and then even watch him intertwine some of his older material into the conversations and whatever, and it's just effortless. So the beauty of it is after watching all these people line up and want to take pictures and get his autograph on the shirts that he was selling and everything. But even his, I don't know if the guy was like his road manager or assistant or whatever, but he was super cool. He's like, oh, yeah, Kenyatta, he told me you was coming. And it was love. And then I just hung out with him in the back after the fact before his late show. And, you know, we caught up a little bit, but obviously he has a comedy club to run. So he had some stuff to deal with that was going on back home. And I was like, how crazy is this that this dude has just done three shows in one night, about to be the fourth. And in between the show, he's putting out fires of a comedy club that's in a whole nother state. And then is about to go back on stage as if these fires aren't even happening. And I don't, you know, I won't get into the details of what transpired or whatever, but I'll just say I think it was some BS. Anyways, everybody ain't built the same, man. And some people just don't get it. I'll say that. Like, some people really just don't get it. And they don't understand how much chaos they can create by not keeping their word or being where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be headlining and doing certain things. So anyways, so I'm watching him put out fires. We're talking, we're catching up or whatever. But I just wanted to say that, like, you know, the people who can still be themselves and don't switch up on you means a lot, because it's easy for, I think, for people to get lost in the fame and in the fortune and whatever, and then act a certain way. And I'm forever grateful that, like, Nate don't act like that, and Kev don't act like that, or BT or Kenesha, all these people that, you know, we got stories. Like one day, I don't know, I hope one day I could sit in on one of their podcasts or have them on mine and just tell the stories of the journey before the world knew who they were. And, you know, and watch the impact that they have on other people's lives. And we don't always realize that we have an impact on other people's lives. And you know, I'm in the fitness, they're in the comedy world, but laughter is therapy, which I always tell people. And so is, you know, working out is therapy. I know a lot of people don't like it, or they say it sucks and they hate it and they built this story. So that's, you know, their reality. But watching all these people grow into their own and just keep pushing forward is inspiring, because sometimes I feel like I'm on an island by myself. You know, I don't live where they live. I'm not a Cali dude. I'm not in LA. I don't do those. But like, well, neither is Nate really. But you see it and it just makes you like, oh, man, I got to do more of this, or I got to do more of that. Or if I look at Kevin, I'm like, man, this dude got a whole wife and a family and he's still making things happen. Or to hear more, or any of these guys like Tony Baker, like, all of these dudes, man, I've seen and Sometimes it shocks me when they're like, oh yeah, I know you're duh, duh, duh. And I'm like, what? But they've got me through dark times. You know what I'm saying? And to be close to see where Nate is at now and saying, damn, bro, the world finally caught up. Like, that's what's happening right now. The world just caught up to who he is. And I'm like, you guys are about to see another level of greatness. Like, remember I'm saying this. You know what I'm saying? And it was just beautiful to see him in his element doing his thing and just watching the reception of people. And there was a couple of people there that another guy that came that I know, this dude J Mac, shout out to him, and he came through, and I haven't seen him in forever. And so it was just cool. And at the end of the day, I'm like, cheer your people on, you know, not just when they quote unquote reach the top, because I know in Nate's world, I'm sure this ain't even the top, but like, we always say give them their flowers, and I'm like, well, I gotta give flowers now. You know what I mean? And I've been giving flowers. I always tell people about these guys, and I tell them they should look them up and da da da. But I remember, you know, shooting sketches on an iPhone 4 or 3 with Kev on stage and his brother, rest in peace to Jason, and shooting sketches and working out at the church. Like, there's so many things I could go into, and being in a movie that he wrote called The Family Exchange, or being in All Deaf Digital sketch. Like, I've been around them. And now to see where they've grown to is just inspirational. And sometimes I'm being transparent. Sometimes I just need that, because there's definitely snakes in the industry, and I know they have them, but even in fitness, there's snakes in the industry, and I've been bit a few times, and I've never been at the point where I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this, but I have questioned, like, yo, what do I need to be doing next? Like, you know, this ain't it. Or right now I feel like I'm resetting. I feel like I'm moving backwards. I'm going back to teaching in a spot that I taught in before. And you know, I haven't legitimately been teaching in like a year and a half. And when I say legitimately, I mean, like, aside from the park and the pandemic and being in this gym with ignorant, jealous people, or at least one person, and having to go to court and do all this stuff because people aren't who they present themselves to be. They aren't who they portray to be. And, you know, they try to diminish or emulate what I do. And then because they can't, they feel some type of way. And instead of growing together, we end up growing apart, or they do something stupid. And then the whole thing is for naught. Like, contracts are broken and breached and all these things. And then people got to make up stories and keep these lies, keep telling lies. And this truth is about to come out. And so, you know, it don't matter. At this point, I'm like, the truth's about to come out. And when it's done, then I'm going to tell it in detail. And because people need to know. And that's what I'm saying, is two sides, you know, to things. And sometimes you don't realize how much stuff is weighing on you or whatever. But seeing my boys grow into watching their dreams become reality is great. And I think sometimes I'm even blinded by it, to the sense of certain things that I've done, I'll forget and be like, oh snap, you did do that. Or I might be having a moment and someone will message me or write me something that I didn't even, I'm like, I did that? Like, what happened? So to anybody out there that has a vision or a dream or whatever, I'm saying to you that it's not always going to be perfect. You don't always got to be on your positive and positive and positive, but you got to be resilient. And I'm talking to you while I'm talking to myself. I have to be resilient too. I have to check myself too. You know, I, I've I've let people push me into corners that I shouldn't even be in, and now I'm having to fight my way out, which is not always easy, but it's necessary. And I'm not fighting alone, but sometimes it feels that way. And I've had to set boundaries and draw lines in the sand, so to speak, with people that I genuinely care about, just because I'm like, I like growth. And I think for the first time in my fitness career, if you will, there's a part of me that feels like I'm being stagnant. And I'm not going to question why that is. I just know that's currently what my mind is saying, or that's like the energy that I sense. But then I have to look at different angles and say, well, over here, this is new. This is the opportunity. This is growing. But that's just being honest. And so, you know, this entrepreneur life, or being owning a business, or creating a brand, or whatever you want to call it, even though social media looks great and the highlights look great, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. It is not easy, and it shouldn't be. But I want whoever's listening to whatever you got going on to know that and accept it. Don't just hear me saying and say, oh, yeah, well, you know, I heard that before. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But that sounds like a cool little line. Shout out to Eric Thomas. It's a great line, but it is a reality that will test every part of your being, will test every part of your soul, will test everything that you claim you want. And there's going to be sacrifices. There's going to be downtimes. There's going to be, you're going to lose some things. And them storms come. And some are harder than others. But man, seeing your people shine and seeing them in their element, it's like, yo, you just got to keep, as they say, pounding the rock. You just got to keep going and keep growing. So anyway, I'm going to take a break real quick. I'm going to come back and read something to y'all, a message that I got recently. And yeah, we'll be back. College boy, peace. What up, beautiful people? Back in the building. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, so I just got this message on my LinkedIn, actually, which I very rarely. I probably had two real legit messages on there because I'm not on there that much. Nonetheless, it says, hi, Kenyatta. Not sure if you remember me, but we took your insanity class at Lifetime Fitness years ago. Let me pause. So I definitely used to be certified in insanity. I was in the first ever insanity master trainer class, if you will, or group. It was a whole weekend with Sean T and Shalene Johnson. If you know these guys, super trainers. Yes. Anyways, moons ago. So it's 2023. This had to be like 2013, 14. It's when the last time I was teaching that. So anyways, says, I was the big guy that couldn't do jumping jacks. I'm way more healthier now, about 120 pounds less than you saw me before. And we now own a fitness center too. So shout out to him for losing 120 pounds. I need to write him back and address that, because I got excited about the rest of the message and I totally glanced over that. Anyways, however, I'm writing you to talk about Bryce Echols, who was my son and who sometimes went to your insanity classes with me at Lifetime Fitness. Bryce is now 17 years old, and he has turned out to be a beast. Let me pause there. I don't like to call people beasts. I'll call him a god. Not the god, but a god, as scripture says. Ye are gods. You know what I mean? So, anyways, turned out to be a god. So, I'm writing to thank you for all of the training and forcing us down this path. I'm proud to say that Bryce has recently accepted an offer to play for the University of Tucson. That's what happened, because he wrote Arizona Tucson. So U of A. He will be enrolling this fall and likely will play defensive end or defensive tackle, although I expect him to redshirt this upcoming season. So shout out to Bryce. Shout out to his dad. However, Now, when you watch the Wildcats, look out for Bryce. You trained him, and he can and can take credit for his success there. Thank you, Kenyatta, for everything. We truly appreciate it. That is wild to me. Like, wild. Because a lot of times I'm teaching or you know, I've been in rooms and have built rooms full of people, and you just never know. And I don't know. I know that workouts were intense, and I know even though he said insanity, there was a time where before I had my Arsenal HIIT workouts that I was actually testing my Arsenal HIIT workouts while technically, quote unquote, teaching insanity, even though I was only using their music, but I was using my ideas and my movements and creativity. Nonetheless, you know, this message came right on time because, like I said, I've been in this space where I'm transitioning. I've been doing personal training for the last year and a half. And while I love the results that it has for people and I love the relationships that we're able to bond and connect, I really, truly, in my soul have been missing group fitness. And the other day, I taught for the first time with a headset on for the first time in 3 years, which sounds crazy, but during COVID in the park, there was no headset. After the park, when I went to this other place, there was no headset. So I've been yelling. And then obviously doing personal training, you don't have a headset. So I haven't been teaching group. 3 years. And when I put it on, it's like, yo, man, I missed this. Like being able, and I told them, so shout out to everybody. By the way, my birthday was March 1st. Shout out to everybody that showed up to my birthday workout because I didn't plan that. I didn't see that coming. It was definitely a surprise. One of the girls who takes my classes is a good friend and has been for years. Got a bunch of people to come and surprise me. And I told them on the headset, I said, you guys have to forgive me, but I'm about to talk the whole time. You know, just something that seemingly small was so major where it's like, yo, I don't have to yell and I got a headset again and the music is bumping and I get to control it and just be back in my bag and be in my element. And, you know, it feels like I said this to someone, I said, I feel like I'm starting over, but they corrected me and was like, you're not starting over. You're just starting anew. Like I'm not starting from the beginning, but, you know, to me, it feels that way, but obviously that's not the case because I've been doing this for a long time. But shout out to Bryce Echols and his dad for even reaching out to me. I'm actually going to reach out to Bryce myself too. But I mean, the man just said he couldn't even do jumping jacks. And now he's way more healthy and 120 pounds down. And, you know, I know a lot of times when it comes to training and stuff, people care about accolades and titles and I'm a celebrity trainer and, you know, and I and maybe to my detriment, I try not to use that as a why you should, you know, I live this life. I've been vegan for 5.5 years. I work out, I do HIIT, I'm boxing, I lift weights, strength train. I make sure my clients are focused on form and over, you know, speed and all these things, you know, years. I've been doing this for years and living it for years. And you would think that that would be enough, but, it, you know, I won't lie. It is a great compliment for him to say, you know, I get to take credit for his son's success. I don't see it that way. I receive it, but I see it more like I'm grateful to have played a part in that and planted a seed. I would love to work with him now, like probably in the off season or just a one-off or something, you know what I mean? And just have that conversation. So maybe I could get Bryce on here too and see what seed I planted years ago that they watered and have grown into this young man being able to play football at U of A, which I think is great. And also his dad losing 120 pounds. You know, 120 pounds is not an easy feat. So I had to read that to you guys while also reading it to myself because I had to screenshot it and just keep it. And, you know, because he's not the only person, you know what I mean? There's other quote unquote celebrities that I could be like, oh, I trained, you know, this person or that person. And I guess I guess in my own right, I have to get out of my own way and use that to my advantage. Because I'm more like, yo, I want someone to train with me because of me, not because I trained Bryce at one point or, you know, other people. I can run down a list. You know, last year, a friend of mine is a chef, or an acquaintance of mine is a chef, and he sent me Elijah Moore, who's a wide receiver for the New York Jets. You know, when I say New Jersey, New York Jets, and, you know, we had a good workout, and it was great. And the homie, Blue, who is in a show called Rap Shit on Hulu, she plays she's the Duke of Miami. Her and her mom, I trained for probably about 5 months, and she's doing her thing on the screen. So I guess I gotta start doing that, right? Like, I don't know, it's weird. And Nate's been in my class before. I'm gonna make a whole video, probably a reel of like the old pictures of Team Nate and all of that, and some of the comedians, and then him in my class one time when he was in Arizona before this time, in a timeline. But, and the same with Kev on stage, like, that's my boy. And, you know, people be like, why they don't have you train them? I'm like, I don't live where they live. Nate's in Tacoma, Kev's in LA, you know what I mean? So respectfully, they're going to find someone in their area, you know, to train them if they really want to do it. They're more on the side of they don't like working out. So sometimes when I watch their podcast, I'll be like, oh my God, when they talk about, when they get on tangents about hating working out and it sucks and vegan food is trash, and then they be making these shows, and I'm like, what vegan food are these people making and giving y'all that's tasting like that? Because that is not my experience. I'm not saying it's all great, but it's some fire out here in Arizona. Some black owned vegan restaurants, trucks, you know what I'm saying, dessert makers, whatever you want to call it, man. I'll be like, yo, y'all need to come rock with me for a weekend. And if it's all trash, you could go back on your socials and tell everybody I lied and it's trash. But that ain't the case. Nonetheless, I'm back to teaching and I'm enjoying it so far, rebuilding. But I want to give Nate his flowers, give Kev his flowers, give Nate his flowers, because these two dudes keep me inspired a lot and they never switch up. And I'm so grateful that they're not those type of people that act brand new, because now they're on a stage in front of the world and they could easily do that and they don't. And our history runs deep. And, you know, I do my best to not forget people in my own way. And I'm in a different path, obviously, but it feels really good to see, you know, to know that Nate was putting out fires in between sets and like, yo, this dude got to go back on stage and make this whole room laugh. And I equate that to teaching. It's like I tell people, whatever you're going through in your personal life don't matter when you walk in a room and you put on the headset or the music comes on. You're there to give to the people. And that's a reality. You cannot bring that into a class, just like he cannot bring that onto the stage. You know what I mean? And watching geniuses work is great. You know, and I'm surrounded by those people, even in the fitness industry, you know, some people that are really great at what they do. We don't compete with each other. We collaborate. And a lot of people in this industry can't handle that because they're too small minded. They are too insecure or they're living a fraud. You know what I mean? I can't wait to out these people. And maybe that's petty, but I'm like, y'all don't know the level of how wicked some of these people can be. And you know, it's like I've experienced it so at least 3 times, at least 4 times. And it's like, yo, why y'all move? Like, you don't have to be that way. But people don't have the mindset of like, yo, we could eat together. Yo, we could build something together and it could be great. And that's the annoying part. It's like, why would you ruin something that was great? Why would you? Why? But that's because they have ignorant mentalities and they don't really live this. All it was to them is all it is to them is a business opportunity to make money for them and their family. That's what it is. That's all. That's all it is. It's a money grab and they want to corner the market and all this BS and they don't really care. But the facade only lasts for so long. And then when the smoke clears, you always see the truth. You're like, oh, okay, y'all said all this and you presented all this, but here's the reality. And you lied about this, this, and this, and you started doing X, Y, and Z, and here's the reality. They don't really be built for it. And it sucks because phenomenal it factor instructors pay the price. Because we care so much about the people, we're about the community for real. We don't just say it. We don't just post it. We really build it and we really bond with people and we really are trying to help them live healthier, better lives. But they don't care. It's just business, right? That's how it goes, right? Just business. But we're in the business of helping people. Should we be able to make a living doing so? Absolutely. Especially those instructors out there that can fill a room. The ones that have built other people's businesses. And shout out to my people out there that have went and got their own brick and mortar. And they's like, I'm gonna do it myself. I battle that too. Like, man, I need to just, man. And then you look at the way I look at the world, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. But I still genuinely love teaching and love being around people and helping people. And I feel like we're getting, to some degree, maybe my perspective is off, but it feels like we're getting away from human interaction at all costs, which is scary and sad. Nonetheless, the snake shall be exposed. Remember this episode when I say this, and give me about 2 months. And then we're gonna put some stuff out, and I'm gonna tell the stories for what they are, while I continue to move forward. But now I see it so clearly that it's like, yo, this is why people go and do their own stuff, because it's not always the exact same, but the outcome is the same. They present one thing, they lie about it, and then boom, here's the truth. And they present something else and they lie about it and they do little sneaky stuff. And here comes the truth. And they say this and they don't blah, blah, blah. And they think that, oh, everyone's replaceable and we don't need great instructors. I've been in facilities with the who's who in the area where we've all been under one roof. Why would you break that up? It's so dumb. But their ego get in the way. So then you gotta suffer the consequences. I suffer mine too. Like, oh well, I won't be teaching there no more. And people be like, yo, what happened? I'm like, yo, this is what happened. And I don't even have to go in grave detail. I just be like, well, this is what they did. And people who know me, they know. They're like, no, he don't just be leaving just cuz. I got people out here right now lying, telling stories that don't even add up. Lying, just lie after lie, and trying to keep up with the lie from before, and another lie, and another lie. And then you look at it, you're like, that don't even add up. But for those who don't know, they'll be like, oh my God, he did it. Okay, so we'll see. Anyways, I'm on a tangent, and I'm super proud of Kev on stage. Shout out to him and his family. I'm super proud of Nate Jackson and his newfound success, but he's been successful. But just the fact that the world has finally caught up to his greatness, you know what I'm saying, via TikTok, I think that's phenomenal. And everybody that's grinding, there's some other comedians y'all might not know. You'll see them too, I promise you. Man, these people been funny. You know what I'm saying? They been dope. They been great. And they been through their own storms. I can't even imagine. But from a grind side, we know that I see them, they just keep going. Which reminds me to keep going. So I'm going to remind you to keep going. Because you never know who life you might touch with your dreams and your visions or just your interactions. Hence, Bryce, the young boy. 17. That means when he was in my class, he was like 10 or 9 or something. What? And whatever I was doing at the time, planted a seed, sparked something in him. Now I'm like, yo, I got to come. Yo, when they play ASU, I got to be at the, like, yo, can I come to the game? I need to see him living his thing. Does it get any better than that? I don't know. I think it's dope to be, and I'm saying this even though I have kids workouts on my YouTube. I think that working with kids is going to be part of the next chapter, like more consistently. Yeah. That was an epiphany that just happened. Anyways, I appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. I'm going to make another episode, too, because that last one, I'm going to revisit it since I muted my mic. Good old mistakes. Anyways, man, I'm going to holler at y'all. Make sure you follow my Instagram at Arsenal by Kenyatta. If you're in Arizona, come check me out. Got an event coming up March 19th. You know what I'm saying? At Andaz Resort and Hotel. But anyway, all that's going to be on my social. So just follow my Instagram. You'll see it there. And we'll holler at y'all. Peace, love, and fire ants. Shout out to palm trees.